Love God. Lift others.
Welcome to Elevate Life Church. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another elevated message. Here's Senior Pastor Sergio Limon.
So listen, we say it all the time here at Elevate Life Church that we live to give. And what do we give here at this church? Well, we give our time, we give our talent, we give our treasure. It really comes down to those three things there. It's our time. Everybody say that with me. Our time, our talent, our treasure. Those are the three things that we give to the Lord, and we don't give them to get anything from God. Let's understand that. We're not a church that believes that you earn your blessings in any way in that kind of context. Jesus died on the cross, and when you and I gave our lives to him, and we asked him into our life to be the Lord of our life, We received everything and every blessing straight from him. We receive unconditional love, forgiveness. We receive prosperity. We receive healing. We receive everything Jesus has. We don't have to work for it. But the proper response to somebody that has done so much for you is we say, well, God, what can we do for you? Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? It's the proper response. And so we give from a place of being blessed, not to get blessed. And I know we've been talking about rewards and God's a rewarder. And we'll talk more about that on Sunday. But it's important that we understand everything that we do is a response to the goodness of God. How many can say amen to that? Amen. But real quick, I want to drop this word in your spirit. Because I want to make sure that we're bringing the acceptable sacrifice to God, okay? Because what I found in 30 years of being in ministry is there are Christians that are bringing sacrifices to God, listen, but they're not acceptable. And so therefore, we have two ways to get to God. You have an acceptable sacrifice and an unacceptable sacrifice. The acceptable sacrifice comes with even more blessings on our lives. The unacceptable sacrifice doesn't. And guys, can I just tell you, I've seen a lot of church folks who are serving and doing the right thing, but can I tell you, it's unacceptable. Now, I want to break this down to you, and the best way I know how to is to go to the Word of God in Genesis chapter 4, when there were two individuals that model what I'm talking about here, and that is Cain and that is Abel, okay? Cain and Abel, we know the story about them. These were Adam and Eve's son. They were born after the fall. They were born in sin. And these two young men are offering sacrifices to God. You can put it on the screen there if you can. Look at Genesis chapter 4, 3 and 8. It says this, in the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering unto the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions and some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor upon Abel in his offering. But upon Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Listen to this. If you do what's right, will you not be accepted? But if you don't do what is right, sin is crouching at your door and it desires to have you, but you must rule over it. And now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. While they're in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. And folks, a lot of this is still happening in the body of Christ today. So be careful who you're sitting next to tonight. No, I'm just joking. I'm sure. This is happening still in the family of God. Remember, Adam and Eve were the family of God. Cain and Abel were the family of God. And what was happening is one was offering acceptable sacrifices, the other not so much. And then the person that was offering not so good sacrifices, this is the thing you got to catch. They were both bringing God a sacrifice. It's not like one wasn't giving to God nothing. He was giving to God something. And I'm speaking to our serve family here. You guys are givers unto the Lord. You give your time, you give your talent. Once a Sunday, you know, this is what we're trying to build here at the church, is that we're not asking you to sign your life away and leave your job and come work at the church. All we're doing is saying, every disciple in this house, give God one Sunday a month. One Sunday a month to serve your fellow man, to serve your brothers and sisters. You know, one Sunday a month. Now, I realize there's some leaders and different ones. Some of us serve more than one Sunday a month. But that's what we're trying to get everybody to do. And can I tell you, some of you are doing it. But you're not bringing God your best. Some of you are doing it. But God's kind of getting the leftovers in your life. Now, the reason I got to talk to you about this is I believe, and I've seen in my own life, that when I sacrifice to God the acceptable sacrifice, he blesses me, he blesses my wife, he blesses my marriage, he blesses my kids, he blesses my finances, he blesses everything I touch. Guys, and I want that for you guys. I want that for you guys. But if I'm completely honest, sometimes we don't see that. We don't see that. And maybe it's because we're not offering God the acceptable sacrifice. So can I help you guys tonight? Just in about 10 minutes, I'm going to knock this out to you. I want to teach you real quick how to offer God an acceptable sacrifice. Can we handle this today? Because let me tell you something. It's time to do some inventory about how we're serving God's body. It's time to look in the mirror and go, I could do better. I got to tighten up. I'm here, but I'm not giving God my best. And remember, my motive as your shepherd, I want to see you blessed. I want to see the blessings of God flood on your life. I want to see something happen in your life as a result of you serving the house of God. Why? Because he is a rewarder. Well, Pastor, I thought you said we don't have to. No, we don't have to. We get to. Okay, so let me break this down to you real quick. I want to give you four things here. Four things about Cain's unacceptable sacrifice. And I want you to begin to think about your sacrifices to God as it pertains to serving him the way we do every Sunday, okay? So what is it about Cain's sacrifice that made it unacceptable? Y'all ready? Come on, nudge your neighbor next to you and say, wake up, okay? Tell them too with a little attitude, this is for you. This is right for you. Okay, number one, here we go. Listen to this. Listen to this. Cain's sacrifice was unacceptable because he didn't give in faith. He didn't give in faith. He showed up with his sacrifice, listen, not expecting God to bless him for it. Now, I know that sounds humble when we go, God, I'm going to serve you, but you don't have to do anything for me. I know that should be our heart position, but Hebrews chapter 11 tells me this, that God loves to be believed. He loves to be believed. And he tells us this also. How do I know that Cain didn't give in faith? Because Hebrews 11 tells us it's impossible to please God without faith. Without faith, without believing that what you're doing matters, there's no faith attached to it. And some of us in the room are doing things thinking it doesn't matter. But let me tell you something. It matters to God. Because it is your worship unto the Lord when you serve God at church one Sunday a month. Listen, the other three Sundays, you could come, you could receive, you could soak it in, you could sit back and enjoy and worship and receive. But what we're saying is for one Sunday a month, bring God an offering that says, God, I serve in the house of God because I believe you're a rewarder. And I don't believe Cain did that because Hebrews tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. And it says that his offering was not acceptable. So it must not have been filled with faith. I want to pose the question to you guys that serve here today. Do you believe that God sees your sacrifice? Do you believe that he rewards it? You should. And it should be part of what motivates you to give God your best. Amen? I know there's a fine line. We're not doing this to get a blessing. But God wants you to believe that you can't outgive him. And when you give him a sacrifice, he is going to bless your socks off. And he wants you to believe that. He wants you to believe that. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that. So Cain's offering didn't have faith. Number two, ready? Number two, the other thing that made it unacceptable was Cain didn't give God his best. I want to ask you today, when you show up on your Sunday to serve, you give God your best? You've heard me say it before. Some people come in Saturday night. Oh, dang. I got to serve tomorrow. Oh, shoot. I forgot. I'm in nursery tomorrow. And you're just like, dang. Guys, that is not a sweet smelling sacrifice unto the Lord. Now, I do want to say this. A little of that may hit your flesh. But you've got to know how to snap out of that and go, you know what? I am serving tomorrow, and I'm going to go to bed early. Come on. I'm going to get up. I'm going to comb my hair. Not going to throw on a ball cap. Going to brush my teeth. I'm not coming in pajamas. I'm serving tomorrow. Come on, young people. You know, some people, when they serve, they don't do their makeup. They throw that hair up in a bun, you know? Come on. Tell your neighbor, Pastor loves you. He loves you. He really does. Listen, I want you to catch this, though. The reason why Cain's offering wasn't acceptable, he didn't give his best. The Bible tells us in the NIV that he gave God some of his produce. Some. Do you know what the Bible tells us that God requires? The first fruits. The first fruits. Cain did like what we do. Oh, it's time to sacrifice. It's my Sunday. Let me just give God something. Hey, I'm showing up, ain't I? Hey, I'm serving, ain't I? And even though Cain sacrificed, guess what? It wasn't acceptable. Guys, I don't want that to be the case for my life. I don't want to do something and then have it weighed up against the word of God and it be something that I didn't give God my best. Bring God your best. Amen? Leviticus 22 tells us how to give an offering. You should go read it sometime. Leviticus 22:18 says this, don't ever bring God messed up animals. This is what he told the Israelites. Don't be bringing God the blind sheep, the three-legged goat, the one that's all mangy and mangled. God says, no, don't bring that to me. Because here's what the Israelites were doing, guys. They were giving God the leftovers. They were giving God just, we don't need that anyway. Take it to the church. And I think sometimes, guys, when we serve God, we give God the leftovers. We give God the leftovers. We don't give him our best. And I just want to encourage you guys, give God your best. Ask yourself, what does my best look like too in your department? All right? Let me give you another one. Number three, another reason his sacrifice wasn't accepted. Listen to this. He didn't pay attention to details. He didn't pay attention to details. There's a way you serve in your department, but this person doesn't care. I'm here. Yeah, but you're supposed to be here a half hour early on the day that you serve. So, I'm here. Pay attention to details. See, your attitude by not being prepared can cause your sacrifice that day not to be acceptable. See, Abel prepared an offering. You know what he did with his, you know what he did with his sacrifice? The Bible says he took the sheep, the best sheep, the firstborn. Not only did he take the sheep, you know what else he did? He cut the best part of the lamb, the fat, and he offered that to God. He didn't just cut up a sheep and throw it on there. And guys, guess what? This was all before the law. Abel just cared enough to give God his best and to prepare himself. He paid attention to detail. Ask yourself, am I paying attention to detail? Come on, I don't care if you're on the praise team or you're in the nursery or you're on the security. How's your attitude on those days you serve? Check yourself. Here's a big one right here on the days you serve. Do you come late? Do you come late? You being late shows something about your sacrifice that day. You know what it usually tells? You didn't prepare. You didn't prepare. So you running out the door, you know, how, you know, getting your combing your hair in the car, and you know, man, come prepared. It's my day to serve the people of God. It's my day to serve God today. I'm gonna come with my best. Can y'all handle this today? I'm trying to teach you how to offer God your best. Here's another one. Are you welcoming? Or when we bring our kids to you in the nursery, you got y'all mad? You're supposed to be greeting and you're all upset because you don't like the person you're working with. Guys, we've got to fix stuff. We got to fix stuff. We got to come in ready on the day. Remember, we're talking one Sunday a month to give to God. You should come like this all the time, amen? But, amen, you got me no amens on that one. Y'all are like, nah, Pastor, one Sunday we'll do that. The rest of the week we coming out, we want, okay? Whatever, all right? But I'm talking about our sacrifice. Are you welcoming? I said at the beginning, tonight we've got a lot of new people joining the Serve family. I want to encourage you guys. Let's break up any cliques. Can we be a church without cliques? I only got half of you on that one. Some of y'all like, nah, I like my clique. We cool. Us four, no more. No new friends. No, get asked. That's demonic. The family of God has to enlarge our circles. We got to open up to new people. We got to open up to others because our goal is to win the lost. And we can't win them if y'all are in cliques. We got this clique over here, this clique over here, and these folks over here, all the Niner fans over there. Niner fans, you got to love the Raiders. See, look at the response. No, we don't, Pastor. No, we don't. I give love to the Niners all the time, don't I? But I ain't never get no love back from my Niner fans. Ever. Gotta break up cliques. And y'all have just rejected Pastor Tina and the Saints over there. Y'all don't even love her. You ain't got no love for her. Okay, back to what I'm talking about. In other words, guys, hey, let's come ready with a good attitude. Let's not be late. Let's welcome. Let's remember what we're doing. We're building community. Hey, if you're on the greeting team, make it your focus. Talk to all new people. And when you're comes over to you and says, hey, man, I'm serving today. Got it. We'll talk later. Let me go talk to this person or that person. You ain't got to be rude, but like, let them know too. Like, hey, we got to build community here. We got to let people in the family. Amen. Number four, fourth thing, reason why Cain's offering wasn't accepted. His heart wasn't in it. Period. His heart wasn't in it. And I have seen some people serve in this church and your heart ain't in it. It's not. Come on, I love you. I just got to help you today. Listen, I understand, you know, we have a great policy. If you're serving and you can't make it, all you got to do is try to fill your spot. But if you go out on Saturday night, we see your Facebook page. And then you want to call up and be like, I can't serve in the morning. I appreciate you looking out for us because we don't want you to show up with a hangover. Appreciate. You can't be in the kids' church. Hey, how you doing? You got your kids. Come on. You can't do that. So thank you for being responsible. But, listen, I'm telling y'all, you laugh, but the Bible tells me, know the state of your sheep. Know the condition of your flock. Guys, I'm telling you, God wants to bless your socks off for what you do for the house of God. But you got to get your heart in it. It can't be an interruption to your life. It's got to be a part of your life. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12 says it like this. This is what it says in the New Testament. Thousands of years later, the New Testament is referring to Cain and Abel's sacrifices. Look what it says. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. Cain projected his issues on everybody else. You know what that talks about? Talks about people that sometimes serve in our community, but complain about everybody. Have a problem with everybody. Have a bad attitude about serving. And what we begin to do, guess what will begin to happen to you? You'll stop serving and it's everybody else's fault that you stop serving. You start talking about the leader. And you start saying, I don't like the way they're running it. And you know what you're doing? That same spirit is causing you to murder your brothers and sisters with your words. And now you're not happy at church. You're mad. You're not happy at church. It's supposed to be a family, supposed to be happy, but you got complaints. Sometimes you know what that is, guys? It's stuff in your heart. Which leads me to this last point. And the reason I bring this up is because sometimes people serve when they're scheduled. And then y'all don't come to church when you ain't serving. See, the reason we want you to come to church, I mean, praise God, you're responsible. And you're like, hey, I'm serving, I'll go today. But when you're not serving, it's not like, oh, good, I don't have to go to the house of God. See, that reveals your heart. And it won't be long that 1 John 3 will be taking place in your life, where the evil in your life will then cause you to lash out at your brothers and sisters that are doing the right thing. Because that's what Cain did. Why did he kill Abel? Why did he kill Abel? Because he was miserable. And he didn't like seeing other people be righteous. And I've seen that happen, guys. That's a lot of sometimes what church hurt is. I don't go to church because this church did this and that shit. Could it be you're just attacking Abel, the righteous, because of things that are in your heart? So here's the thing. When you're not serving, come so God can work on your hearts. So that when you do serve, woo, you bring God your best. All right, let me just leave you with this. What made Abel's sacrifice acceptable? All right, what was it? Number one, Abel gave in faith. You know why Abel was so motivated to get his firstborn sheep, cut off the fat, do all that, give it to God? Because he knew God was a rewarder. But when you roll up in here late, when you roll up here, your teeth ain't even brushed, you roll up here with a bad attitude, you know, you still got the wristband from the club around your And you show up. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Listen. Yes, you're offering God a sacrifice, but it's quite possible it's unacceptable. It's quite possible it's not your best. And listen, we want to be a people that give God our best. Number two, why was Abel's sacrifice acceptable? He prepared and he paid attention to detail. He prepared. He didn't just throw a sheep on there. He said, no, where's the firstborn? Do you know how hard it might have been to find the firstborn amongst his flock? He had to go in, spend some time, find it, locate it. And then he doesn't just cut it open and sacrifice it. He gets the best parts of it. And he brings that to God. See, when you pay attention to detail, it reveals your love for the Lord. Amen. Tonight, we're going to break up into groups tonight. And we're changing the format of the huddle on Sunday mornings. Sunday morning huddle is simply going to be Pastor Willard praying over everybody. And then each department will get together in the morning for 5-10 minutes for a brief training and instruction. Can I ask you to pay attention in those times? Because your sacrifice matters to God that you pay attention to the detail. Because we've had people in the past, I haven't seen this in a few years, but we've had people coming in the past and you tell them over and over, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. And they don't listen. Hey, we need you here at 8:30. Here they come at 8:45. Every single time. Hey, we need you in this meeting. Nope, they're going to be out there talking to their friends. Guys, I'm telling you, we've got to make a shift in our hearts. Because what I keep hearing from God is rewards are coming to the people of God that believe that God is a rewarder. And the way we serve him, we should give him our best. So pay attention to detail was number two. And number three, I just said it, give God your best. Proverbs chapter 3, 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with your possessions, listen to this, and with the first fruits of your increase. The first fruits. We have church on the first day of the week. We give God our first morning. We give God the first. Why? Because the first is the best. Amen? But what most people do, we give God the leftovers. Imagine preparing a plate of food and you grub and you give over to God the bone, the chewed up fat, the cartilage. You know, you give him the leftovers of what you didn't enjoy. Guys, we can't do that. That's an unacceptable sacrifice. Can I get an amen on that? And the last thing is this. The reason Abel's sacrifice was received is because he didn't value his flock above God. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means this. He didn't value his agenda above God. Let me give you an example of what this looks like, somebody that does this. We work hard all week long. And then we view church and serving the body of Christ as an interruption. That's somebody that is viewing their agenda greater than God. Yeah, but Pastor, you know, Sundays are this, Sundays are that. I need this for my business. I need this and that. That's all great. But sometimes you've got to understand that your worship to the Lord is not separate to your agenda. It's not separate. It's the same. And what you do on Sundays can affect your business, could affect your vision, could affect your family in a positive way. But you don't see it like that. Because what's important to you is your agenda, your business, your family, your friends. Guys, we've got to make sure we understand this. God is our agenda. He is our agenda. It's not separate. And if I can be a person that lives to give God my very best, you watch how the blessings of God flow into your life. So here's what I'm saying. One Sunday a month, you come with a good attitude, leaned in, ready to go, welcoming, understanding my job in every department is to make everybody feel welcome. My job is to meet new people. My job is to open up my circle and get out of my clique. Guys, watch what God will do. Amen?
I think that this is your way of telling me something.
Well, I hope you've been encouraged by the Word of God. And if you have, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast or download our free app at the App Store. And you can continue to get Word every week from Elevate Life Church.